Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into The Practice, a transformative guide that redefines what it means to be a creative in today's world. Published in 2020, this book isn't simply a collection of tips, it's a manifesto for those who seek to make a difference through their art. Seth Godin, the mastermind behind this work, is no stranger to the intersections of creativity, entrepreneurship, and teaching. As an accomplished writer of 19 best-selling books, the architect behind the innovative Akimbo workshops, and the creator of the intensive 30-day Alt MBA course, his expertise carries a wealth of actionable insights for anyone looking to thrive in the creative economy. The Practice dismantles the myth of the lone genius and the notion that creativity is an innate gift bestowed upon the few. Instead, Godin presents a compelling argument that creativity is a discipline that can be cultivated. Replete with practical advice, this book aims to bolster your creative confidence and propel you into a sustainable creative practice. This episode is for all of you out there who are yearning to turn your creative sparks into a burning flame. Whether you're a fledgling artist seeking to professionalize your passion, an established creative professional aiming to reach the zenith of your field, or someone wrestling with a daunting creative block, join us as we explore the tenets that could very well ignite your path to creative fulfillment. Welcome to The Practice. The Practice, Shipping Creative Work. Introduction. Unlock your creative potential by adopting the right mindset and practices. If you've ever dreamed of excelling in your creative pursuits, know this, your aspirations can become more than just daydreams. While there's no magic potion to guarantee instant success in the arts, a certain pattern of behaviors and attitudes tend to set apart those who make waves in the creative seas. The great news? These are not exclusive traits bestowed upon a chosen few. Anyone can adopt them to enhance their creative journey. This narrative dives into the wisdom distilled from those who've traversed the path of creativity and emerged victorious. It's about equipping yourself with a creative toolkit that shapes your approach from casual hobbyist to consummate professional. You'll come to understand that to produce work that resonates and connects, you must first respect the process and dedicate yourself to the craft. Dive with us into the secrets of creative mastery, and you'll discover how to harmonize your ambitions with the realities of commerce without compromising your artistic integrity. Lessons from the music group, Steely Dan, that illuminate the balance between striving for perfection and embracing imperfection. Strategies for developing a thick skin towards criticism, seeing it not as an obstacle, but as a catalyst for growth and excellence. The guideposts of creativity are laid out before you. Let's embark on the journey to refine your talents and bring your unique gifts to the forefront of the creative realm. Part 1. Embark on your unique journey toward creative authenticity. Take a moment to banish the thought, creativity isn't in my wheelhouse. The truth is just the opposite. Creativity is a shared human treasure, and you have already tapped into it more often than you realize. Each whimsical doodle or tune hummed under your breath is proof of your innate creative spirit. Your ability to transform these spontaneous bursts of creativity into a structured, disciplined practice is absolutely within reach. However, charting the course from raw talent to recognized professional may not come with GPS precision. There's no standard GPS for professional creative success. Every journey is personal and unique. Let's take wisdom from an ancient source, the Bhagavad Gita. It is better to live your own destiny imperfectly than to live an imitation of somebody else's life with perfection. This sage advice points us toward a core insight. Trust yourself to chart your own creative journey. But where do you begin? Your unique path is woven into the fabric of your process. Nurture your trust in that process, and the path will unfold naturally before you. Now, it's no small feat to maintain this trust in a society that glorifies results over methods. We often judge work not by the intricacies of its creation, but by its final form. A book's worth by its sales, for example. or a concert's success by the number of seats filled. However, don't let the allure of outcomes sway you from the essence of your work, the process. It's in honing your process, unique and unduplicated, that you will encounter your true creative essence. It's worth acknowledging that trust in your process can sometimes be elusive. You may doubt whether your guitar strumming will ever coalesce into a song, or whether the words you scribble on your daily commute will form a coherent narrative. Be assured, even seasoned creatives sometimes wrestle with self-doubt. Yet, we have some encouraging news. Your feelings on the matter are secondary to your actions. While feelings can be fickle, actions are within our grasp to command. Carry out your process, even on the days it feels like an exercise in futility. By placing your trust in yourself and your process, you'll find that success isn't just about the outcomes, that sometimes they soar, sometimes they falter. What's paramount is every step you take along your process, for each of these is a step closer to uncovering the creative potential that is distinctly yours. Part 2. Share your art with the world to cultivate your creative legacy. Think about all the stories untold, melodies unheard, and paintings unseen, hidden away from the world, too precious to be revealed. That private artistry may bring personal satisfaction, but when it comes to genuine creative impact, these works are whispers in a void. For the creative professional, art becomes meaningful when it meets the public eye, when it's shared and experienced by others. As a creative individual aspiring to a professional standing, you'll need to embrace the act of sharing your work. It may seem daunting at first, with barriers like self-consciousness or the pursuit of perfection blocking the way. But these are the walls you must scale to reach new heights in your creative endeavor. Here's a vital realization. Your creativity is abundant and necessary, so offer it generously. What's preventing you from spreading your creative ideas? One common roadblock is the scarcity mindset. You may cling to your ideas, believing that they are finite and fearing that sharing them will leave you empty. The truth is quite the opposite. Creativity begets more creativity. The more you share, the richer your wellspring becomes. Engaging with others fuels inspiration and leads to an ever-replenishing cycle of innovation. Some hesitate to share their work because they equate it with commercialization, which seems tantamount to betrayal of their artistic integrity. It's crucial to differentiate commercial industry from the act of creating art. Industry fills existing needs with an eye on profit, while art shatters boundaries and carves new vistas, forging paths to transformation. Sharing your art is not a sellout, it's a launchpad for change, a necessary step to make an imprint on the world. Sharing also brings the gift of feedback, laying the groundwork for growth and refinement. Just consider stand-up comedians, pioneers in the art of sharing. They brave open mics, facing all varieties of audiences, knowing that not every joke will soar. But in that vulnerability lies the key to their evolution. Each interaction, each shared laugh or silence, shapes their craft. With all this in mind, remember that withholding your art is a disservice, not only to your potential as a creative entity, but to the art itself. It's your calling to be generous with your creations, to allow them to reach out, touch lives, and create ripples of change. Every piece you share is a thread in the tapestry of your creative legacy. Don't hold back. Add depth and color to the world with your art. Part 3. Transform your creativity into a viable career. Picture this. Your creativity is not just a whimsical muse that visits you on lazy Sunday afternoons. It's the very foundation of your profession. To distinguish yourself as a creative professional rather than a casual hobbyist, you must dedicate the same level of rigor to your art as you would to any career, be it law, medicine, or education. Invest in your creativity, and you'll pave the way for a rewarding career. The question is not whether you can, but how you will turn this ambition into reality. Here's the essential message. Build on your creativity to forge a successful career. What concrete steps can you take to elevate your creative practice? Start with these strategies. Firstly, discover your dedicated hour. Similar to the commitment of a daily workout, find that golden hour each day to cultivate your creativity. It doesn't require Herculean effort, simply a consistent slice of your day set aside to develop your craft. Whether you rise with the dawn or are a night owl, make this time sacred. This investment is the currency that will eventually yield a wealth of skill and artistry. Next, affirm your value through payment. The passion you pour into your work does not negate the necessity of fair compensation. Be wary of those who tout the honor of exposure over actual remuneration. In our society, payment is not just monetary, it's a recognition of worth. Just as a seasoned professional in any field would not waive their fee, neither should you. Securing payment isn't petty, it's practical. It's an endorsement of your talent and a means to further invest in your creative endeavors. Lastly, aim to attract the clients you deserve. Imagine a visionary graphic artist shackled to monotonous tasks when they're capable of crafting iconic imagery. How did they end up there? The responsibility lies not only with the one offering the job, but also with the artist who accepted it. Elevating your practice means seeking out and saying yes to clients who inspire and challenge you, who see your potential and demand excellence. These are the relationships that will push your boundaries and polish your craft. Embrace these strategies and witness how your creative practice can evolve into a full-fledged and fulfilling career. Your talents deserve a stage, and with discipline and strategic choices, you'll find your audience. Part 4. Artistic Intention. The compass for your creative voyage. Imagine you're embarking on a creative endeavor. It's akin to drawing a map for a treasure yet to be found. Planning can only take you so far. Eventually, you must let the winds of creativity guide your journey. While the destination might shift, creators often overlook one guiding star that should never waver: the purpose behind their work. Here's a critical insight for all creators. Your artistic intent shapes your output, so clarify it from the start. Many artists shy away from declaring their intent, fearing that a missed target means failure. However, the lack of a guiding intention is akin to setting sail without a compass. The journey becomes aimless and success elusive. So how do you anchor your work with a clear intention? Begin by identifying the audience you wish to reach. The temptation to cast your net wide and aim for universal appeal is strong, but such an approach lacks focus. Aim your creative efforts as cowboys herd cattle. Influence the edges, and the rest will follow. Pinpoint your ideal audience, their desires, fears, and expectations. Success with them creates a ripple effect, drawing in the larger crowd. Next, introspect on the purpose of your work. If you are building a bridge, its function would be straightforward. But in the arts, the purpose is multifaceted and complex. What role does your painting play, or what effect does a song aim to achieve? As an artist, it's your prerogative to define the function. Will it entertain, enlighten, or evoke emotion? When the function becomes clear, your creative output will reflect it, channeled through every brushstroke, note, or word. Whether plotting the course of a novel or sketching the preliminaries of a masterpiece, always keep your artistic intent as the underlying current that directs your craftsmanship. With intent as your beacon, your work gains not only direction, but the power to resonate deeply where it truly matters. Part 5. Let go of perfection and keep creativity flowing. At some juncture on your artistic journey, you may find yourself face to face with an insidious obstacle: creative block. It's the boogeyman of the creative world, looming over you with threats of empty canvases and blinking cursors. But here's a liberating secret: creative blocks are more myth than monster. The sage advice here is, creative blocks won't happen if you don't aim for perfect. Perfectionism, the oft-cited culprit behind creative blocks, is essentially self-imposed. It's a shadow looming over your shoulder, paralyzing your hands and stifling your ideas under the guise of high standards. Yet if you confront this shadow, you realize it's not the task that's daunting, but the expectation of flawlessness attached to it. Take two contrasting approaches from the music industry: Steely Dan's meticulous studio recordings versus Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band's dynamic live performances. Steely Dan's relentless quest for perfection kept them from touring, from sharing their music's energy with a live audience. Meanwhile, Springsteen's band embraced the raw spontaneity of live shows, imperfections, and all. And what happened when Steely Dan ultimately shifted gears and played for live audiences? The perceived imperfections didn't diminish the audience's experience. If anything, it enriched it. Reverence for flawlessness can hinder creatives more than it helps. Remember, perfection isn't for your audience. It's an internal battle. Fans, readers, and viewers come for the authenticity, for the genuine connection to the art and the artist, not for a flawless rendition devoid of soul. It's time to rethink your standards. High aims are commendable, but let them be guides, not shackles. When you relinquish the grip of perfection, you might just find your creative block crumbling away. Give yourself the freedom to be imperfect, to explore, and to create without restraint. In the raw and unpolished strokes of your art, the true beauty of creativity thrives. Part 6. Criticism: Use it wisely to refine your creative work. To embrace the mantle of a creative professional, you need not count your followers or tally glowing accolades. Your defining act is to ship your work, sharing it with an audience, regardless of scale. The process seems straightforward enough, and thanks to the vast digital landscape, there's no shortage of platforms for dispatching your creativity into the world. But once your creation is out there, navigating the waters of audience reaction is where the true challenge lies. Here's a crucial point to remember. Embrace criticism, but set boundaries. Once your work is out for public consumption, feedback will trickle in, some admiring, some less so. It's an eternal truth. Not even Shakespeare escaped untarnished. So brace yourself. Not every review will be wrapped with a bow. Criticism can take many forms. The benevolent critic offers constructive, well-thought-out insights that can help hone your art. Such feedback is a gift, showcasing engagement and rooting for your growth, even as it suggests a new direction or highlight flaws. When this sort of critique comes your way, welcome it. Mull over the advice, apply what resonates with your vision, and always express gratitude for the thoughtful analysis. Then there are the less thoughtful, the trolls, and the dramatically misaligned audience members. From them, feel free to turn away. However, don't dismiss all harsh feedback outright. There's a lesson to be learned from the renowned director Sam Raimi, whose youthful screenings were met with boos. Instead of becoming disheartened, he tuned into the timing of the jeers, revising the offending scenes until the boos subsided. Raimi turned negativity into a compass, guiding him toward a better reception. Critique can sting, but if you listen, with discernment, you can transform that sting into a catalyst for improvement. Strive to distinguish between feedback that lifts you and noise that serves no purpose. Take hold of criticism as a tool, not as a weapon against your confidence, and watch as both you and your creative pursuits ascend to greater heights. Part 7. Maximize your path to greatness through creative strategies. For some artists, reaching a small circle of admirers is a satisfying accomplishment. Yet for others, it's the apex of creativity they're aiming for. To not only flourish, but to be recognized as a leader in their field. This elevated status of creativity is not reserved for those with an elusive touch of genius. Greatness is accessible to those who are dedicated and strategic in their approach. Let's explore the insight. You can optimize your chances of achieving greatness. Greatness may be elusive, but it's not unattainable. If you're aiming for the ranks of Glenn Gould or Yayoi Kusama, consider these valuable strategies. Your first step is to discover your community, the cohort that resonates with your creative spirit. History shows us that creative greats rarely rise in a vacuum. They thrive amidst like-minded individuals. Bob Dylan would likely not have become the icon we know if he hadn't immersed himself in the flourishing folk scene of Greenwich Village. Whether it's the artistic ferment of Renaissance Florence or the literary buzz of the Algonquin Round Table, creatives flourish in clusters. Seek out those spaces where ideas and inspiration intersect. Next, embrace your superpower skill. This is the domain where you shine, where you outpace the competition. To truly stand out, you might need to specialize, even at the expense of other aspects of your craft. Consider FedEx, whose superpower is rapid delivery, not handling delicate heirlooms. Find your niche, the distinctive quality that sets you apart, and invest your energies there. Excellence in a specialized area often trumps a jack-of-all-trades approach. Lastly, dedicate time to learning, the groundwork of greatness. Would you engage in academic debate unprepared? Similarly, immersing yourself in the theoretical underpinnings and historical context of your craft is non-negotiable. This means poring over the seminal works, keeping abreast of critical discussions, and understanding the milestones of your creative field. To reach greatness, you must lay a rich foundation of knowledge and insight. By curating your community, honing your superpower, and delving into the wealth of knowledge in your field, you create a triangulation that guides you closer to the creative summit. Remember, the path to greatness is carved with determination, specialization, and scholarly pursuit. Part 8. Leverage limitations to fuel your creative fire. When we think about the creative engine that powers artistic triumphs, we often imagine it running on boundless freedom. Yet the true catalyst for creativity might just be found within the very boundaries we try to resist. Picture the legendary band REM, who struggled to break through the upper echelon of music charts. It wasn't until their album Out of Time that they rocketed to fame, and it wasn't a surplus of freedom that spurred this success. It was the subtle power of constraint. Here lies a transformative lesson. Creativity thrives under constraints, so embrace them. During the making of Out of Time, REM imposed unexpected restrictions on themselves. Imagine the lead guitarist, normally cradling his guitar, instead grappling with the unfamiliar strings of a mandolin. It was precisely these constraints that fueled their breakthrough, inspiring a novel sound that resonated with audiences worldwide. This isn't limited to music. The creative realm is rife with similar tales. For instance, consider Susan Kare, tasked with the creation of Apple's first Macintosh interface. She faced a daunting challenge, a tiny 32x32 pixel canvas, only black and white, amidst the era's primitive screen resolutions. Undeterred by these stringent conditions, Kare crafted a visual language so distinctive that it became an intrinsic part of Apple's identity, giving us the unforgettable icons, like the file folder and mouse cursor. Encountering limitations can tempt one to wish for more space, time, or resources. But it is often within the crucible of constraints that creativity reaches its zenith. Instead of viewing limitations as obstacles, see them as springboards that propel you to innovate and defy expectations. When faced with constraints, channel the spirit of REM and Kare. Welcome the challenge instead of seeking escape. By honoring the confines set before you, you might just tap into a wellspring of creativity, pushing both your art and career to heights previously unimagined. It is within these limits that creative mastery often finds its truest expression. Final summary. Creativity, while occasionally whimsical and enchanting, need not be an elusive sprite that visits only in moments of divine inspiration. For the creative professional, weaving magic from the intangible thread of ideas is a discipline, an art that can be honed, directed, and deployed with intention. The essence of these insights is clear. With a measure of strategy, a touch of self-awareness, and a disciplined approach, your creative prowess can be both nurtured and channeled effectively. Establishing clear intentions, understanding your audience, and refining your unique skills are the cornerstones upon which you can build a robust creative practice. Harness these elements with determination and thoughtfulness to embark on a journey not just of sporadic success, but of sustained creative fulfillment and recognition. Whether you're crafting words, melodies, images, or any form of art, the path to a prosperous creative career is laid out before you, paved with purpose, audience connection, and the continuous growth of your craft. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.